Yes, Gloria.
Good afternoon, Jonah. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm great. What can I do for you?
I'm glad to hear that. I'm good. Jonah, I'm calling regarding the patient, Teddy Davis, caregiver Kimberly.
Yep.
Okay, I just leave my note around 10 minutes ago. I just spoke with Kimberly. Finally, she confirmed that she don't have kids. She live with her wife only, that she will be looking sometimes for a patient address to pick some stuff, but on the night, she will clock out from her address. She put Teddy on the phone, and he confirmed that she's taking care of him all day because he falls a lot, and he's alone, definitely. He only have her.
If Teddy confirmed it, then, again, they want to do that permanently?
That will be temporary.
For temporary, it's fine, but it's only while he's recovering. As a permanent move, I don't know if it'll be allowed by the insurance.
Okay.
In other words, Teddy, they don't live together. Teddy has his own address. That's his registered service address, which is required. So I have no problem with it, but only, like, let's say 30 days or so.
Okay, so we need the service coordinator confirmation in 30 days?
Not necessary.
If
it continues past then, I mean, anyway, make a note, if the case gets handed off, so make a note of it, and that's it.
Okay, so I will...
But you can put in the address for now.
Okay, Jonah, I want to confirm with you. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.